I am joined in the studio by my last guest of 2014, which has been a brilliant year. So many of you have been in the studio, and it's been absolutely love. Save the best till last. No, I'll say that. She's fabulous, though. What would you do? She's already shot poor Molly in the eye with with one of those crackers. Yeah, that was it. That's gone straight in Molly's eye. She's left crying her eyes out. I'm joined. Thank you. You found that on the train. I can't believe you're using it. I am joined by none other than Lee Luscious. Hello, Lee. And you're dressed as one of Santa's little helpers.
I am Santa's little helper.
You
do.
And you're blimey. There's got a lot of cleavage showing there.
I'm sorry.
There's a lot of clothes.
That's why they won't let me on the train.
Your cape flew open. Now tell everybody, you tried to get into the studio this morning, but you were held back.
I was held back by a man.
But what happened? Because I thought they wouldn't. You thought they wouldn't let you on the train, but there is actually no service.
I thought I took it personally because I had to run from the station down to the bus stop, which took me about 40 minutes with the guitar on my back. And then when I got down there were trains running at the next station. So I thought, is he just didn't want me on his train?
No, there is seriously
at the barriers, and he just said no. You can't come on.
There is seriously a problem, though, with the trains. That wasn't
you. I thought you didn't like me Santa's dress.
Now, if people don't know who you are, right?
Yeah.
Tell everybody about who you are and how long you've been doing music for. Because I met you this year at the Essex Factor, which was a talent show competition, which neither of us won. We were robbed.
We were robbed.
But, you know, didn't
matter. We didn't care.
Yeah,
did we
didn't
Michelle?
Care, really. No. It was just a day out. It was a day out. I mean, I got to go on the. Got to go and do a few bits of singing, but really, you know. Whatever.
Oh, do you know what? I love that show because I met some amazing people, including you.
Yeah.
It's the best thing I ever did. Seriously.
Yeah.
I enjoyed it so much because like I met Jay, like my friend Jay.
I thought
Jay
you and Jay
music.
He's been here, you see, and I thought you knew Jay
him.
For years. And I didn't realise.
No, we only met through Factor Essex, but we just all clicked, you know?
Yeah.
And now we're like the Essex crew, you know.
There
we just hang out together and hello, Jay and Roxy. I love yous.
Mm. Oh, look. And then we got Tony Smith in the background, just sort of like stalking about.
I love you
about.
Too, Tony Smith.
Mm. You need to have that as a jingle, really, don't you? Yeah. Can you say that again?
I love you, Tony Smith, from Lee Luscious. Whoop-dee-doop.
She added that bit at the end.
There's my jingle. Would you like a mince pie, Tony?
Do you want a mince pie, Tony?
You want me to throw one?
Don't throw one over, for God's sake. Please don't. Not in the studio.
Food fire!
Oh dear. Nice and phlegmy in the studio.
You've only had what?
Oh, yeah,
there's 12 there.
No, I don't like mince pies.
No,
I don't. That's about the only thing I don't. I eat everything else, but not mince pies. It's not my favourite. So, how long have you been writing for?
I've been writing for about 10 years now.
Yeah.
But most of my stuff that I wrote, like constantly can't stop, has been over the last 4 or 5 years.
Yeah.
Got like buzzing in my ears.
Have you? Is it gone now?
Oh yeah.
That's because they can't hear it out here, but we can hear it here.
Oh okay, that's all right then.
I think you thought you were having some sort of seizure.
Oh, thought
it's all right in that dress.
In
Tony Smith would be straight on you trying to help you, wouldn't he, Tony?
To be honest, it was the most normal that my brain's felt in a long time.
And that's the thing. See, Lee's got so much energy, and you actually run. If you didn't, you run 5 miles a day. I would dread to think.
I run more than that sometimes.
I'd dread to think what you would be like if you didn't run. Literally,
I thought I was running like 7 miles.
How can you accidentally think you're running?
No, I thought I was running 6 or 7 miles a day because I was training for this like mini marathon. And then it turned out I was running like 21 miles a day or something. I was a bit tired.
Lordy. That's a long thing to do, isn't it? I'm not really built for running. But you are really, you are super fit, aren't you?
I don't know about that. You want to see the stuff I eat?
Yeah, but you don't smoke, do you?
Yeah, I do.
Oh, dirty Lee Luscious, dirty at Christmas.
No, actually, I've cut down, and the last 3 weeks, I've only smoked 3 times.
Good. And they've been like
cigarettes
about 18 foot long.
Yeah.
Yeah, thank you. Now, are you going to give us a song? You got us a few. Now, Lee, when you go to Lee Luscious's website, which we'll give you in a second, if you are under the age of 18, you shouldn't be on there.
It's a bit like my house.
Yeah, you shouldn't be on there. It's for over 18s because Lee's being very well behaved today, but it is a little bit risque with the lyrics and some of the songs. So she's picked out ones today that she can do. But obviously,
That's what you think, Michelle.
Thank you. But as I said, if you're under the age of 18, you're, don't
probably
go to the site.
21 even.
Yeah, 21. Don't go to the website. So what is the first song you're going to do for us today?
Or if you're John and Edward, over the age of 35.
Oh, we'll talk about Jedward in a while. We will talk. We won't forget about the boys who are listening somewhere over in Ireland at the moment.
They might be. You never know. If they are, whoop-de-doop, John and Edward.
Do you know any Irish? Can you speak Irish?
What are you trying to say?
I'm just saying because I've got a friend over in County Wicklow.
I did meet a nice Irish man a couple of weeks ago. Mikey.
Are they from Dublin? Are they like Dublin boys? Or
they're from Dublin. Well, yeah. I'm just going to calm down a little bit now. I'm getting a bit hyper.
That's all right. I used to live in Dublin. 6 years I lived there, yeah.
Did you?
Isn't it? Yeah, I probably passed them in the street.
You probably passed us lot in the streets down at the theatre.
It would have been the time they were just doing the X Factor.
If there was ever like a load of girls running and hanging off the back of a car, that was me and my mates.
Right, well, as you do when you're you are a super fan.
I am a super fan.
But we'll talk more in a minute. So with the first song, Get Yourself Ready by the microphone. Okay. This is Lee Luscious in the studio. I'm just hopefully going to find a song by Jedward to play a little bit because they're ferocious. But this is Lee Luscious. What's this song called?
Shall I do the Christmas? No, I'll finish with the Christmas song. This song is called Worship. I wrote this song for Edward Grimes and John Grimes from Jedward. Okay. Oh, do you want me to start?
Yeah.
Okay. Myself, you changed the way I felt, the way I viewed the world. Somehow you gave me strength and love to face each day with love. New passions within me and love to face each day with love. And when you smile, it heals my soul to see how brave you face yourself. Even though you cry inside, music always fills your life. I looked within myself, you changed the
probably. I don't think you played that before when you came in. I'm sure you didn't play that before.
That just killed me being sensible that long.
It was lovely. It was really lovely.
I do have sensible songs.
I didn't know.
I just get the giggles in the middle.
But it's lovely. It's great, wasn't it, Tony?
Yeah, fantastic.
Fantastic. Yeah. You're filming her, aren't you, in that outfit?
No, I took a
sneaky photo. Yeah, he's taking the I love it because you're dressed up as like one of Santa's little helpers in your little outfit. You've had how tall are you? About 5 foot one? You've got the figure.
No,
you're about 5 foot one, and she's got the figure that I'd like. She obviously runs like for runs and does all the exercise under the sun, which I'll never have. And you can eat mince pies, but you do lots of exercise. So, Jedward, tell us all about your your obsession really with these two twins and how it started. I mean, was there anybody else before in sort of showbiz that you quite liked? Or
there was Robbie Williams. I used to chase him around for a little while.
Yeah,
but then the restraining order stopped that. No, I'm joking.
Well, he's got married now. He's kind of ruined himself, hasn't he, really?
Yeah. I was watching The X Factor, and then they just came onto the screen, and there was just something in them that I just loved. And
yep.
I just wanted to go and meet them. And then I wanted to, because I started writing some songs for them, so I just wanted to give them my songs. And I thought, I might meet them once or twice, and that'll be it. And then, like, 4 years later, 350 times of meeting them or whatever.
Is it really that many? And you do, you kind of...
Actually, this year, I've seen them twice in a year. They're probably just so relieved.
I have to say, your website is absolutely brilliant. I mean, do you work? Do you do this website yourself?
Or do you keep it? I work on it every day. I'm obsessed with everything.
So you created a site at Wix, the Wix site yourself, and then you just sit there and put everything together. It's absolutely brilliant.
Yeah, it's. I mean, I don't want to say anything about them on the radio, to be honest. But yeah, it's. I work hard on it, and I work hard on everything because I have like an obsessive sort of personality, really. So I try to put it to good use. So I do obsess over things like my website and my songs and stuff like that.
It's
rather than bad
brilliant.
things that are bad for you.
Yeah, you're always quite a positive person. You never seem somebody's going to come in and be down and be like miserable.
I always feel happy, but I feel like it really irritates people.
But there's nothing that makes you more happy than irritating somebody, is there?
I know. That's
find that?
Why I'm so happy.
Now you
have... I irritate everyone, including Jedward.
You did have a near miss. I did with The Voice this year. Nearly got on the show. Didn't get to the live shows,
I have
but
a
nearly
near miss with everything.
So you've had
all
it,
of the shows. So you've nearly even had Fame Academy. Remember that?
Yeah, I do actually. Yeah. But you nearly got on to X Factor again this year, didn't you? Or did you? Yeah, you did nearly got
and
on there.
Last year, I nearly did. I got to the judges.
Yeah.
But to be honest, I mean, just everything I do it for the fun. If you know, like, I do take my music serious. It's probably the only thing in life, other than lousy internet connection, that I take serious. Mm. Everything else, you know, I don't take too serious. But things like X Factor and that, you know, I try to just enjoy everything I do.
Yeah.
You know, because if something else comes from it, then that's great. It's a bonus. But I think
it's
you can just enjoy
it. Good way to get out there, isn't it?
You do, yeah.
You know, get noticed. And that's the thing. You only have to be on there and you would get loads more followers and you can go do loads more gigs. I think that's the main thing that people forget with a show like that. You're going out to millions of people.
It would be nice. But to be honest, I'm one of these people that I'm quite happy just doing a gig down the kebab shop with five people in. It doesn't bother me.
Do you actually get gigs in kebab shops?
I play gigs in kebab shops, yes. Sometimes.
I've never seen that, have you, Tony?
They don't invite me, I just go in.
Never seen a kebab, That's what you mean. She turns up at the
what happens is, I go out clubbing with Jay and Roxy. And then we go for a kebab, and then I get my guitar out on the table and start dancing and singing.
Sounds about right. Now, what next song are you going to play for us?
I'm going to play my Christmas song, which went to number one last week. Christmas number one. I won't say on which station, but
not as nice as me though.
No,
obviously,
there's
nowhere
as nice as you.
There we go. And I'm a female. There's not many female on the radio. It's all like dirty men.
Why is that?
I don't know. Because I don't know.
You need more people. I'll come and help you.
There you go.
Lee's just on the radio.
There you go. Did you hear that? My boss Paul's been listening. Did you hear that? Lee's coming into her own special show.
He's just left the country.
Yeah. Here we go. This is Lee Luscious with her Christmas and number one.
Na 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 na. If you've never had your heart broken, you won't understand me. If you've never had your dreams stolen, you won't understand. Come on, give me a sign. You're fit and you look so fine. I wanna flirt but you went all shy after giving me the eye.
sometime. If you've never had your heart broken, you won't understand me. If you've never had your dreams stolen, you won't understand me. If you've never had your heart, never had your heart broken.
Forever,
did you like us joining in? We were doing
the little wait.
We've got time.
Wait.
Do people join in when you do you? Because your songs, a bit like Richie Milton and Bill Farrow, actually, you can listen to them and you can join in once you've gone round, because you've got really catchy choruses.
Yeah.
So do you find a lot of people sort of join in when you start singing?
Yeah, they do. On the train and supermarket.
I'm talking about your gigs.
My gigs, they do actually. And I do sort of at the start, I always say, right, this goes on at the start, this goes in the middle, and this is at the end. And then I do the na, 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 so that everyone knows. But it's not hard to learn anyway.
No, I suppose you can sit with a pint and your beer in your hand and you can join in.
You can.
Now, it's all the www.leeluscious.com. As I said, you need to be over 18 to go and look at the site, because some of the content is adult in the night. It's just a little bit risky. It's not, yeah. Sorry, when I say adult content, I don't mean quite like that. It's
not getting the wrong idea.
Sorry, right.
That was my hips will be going up.
It's just some of the lyrics are a little bit racy.
Yeah.
That would be it.
Yeah,
really.
They're not too bad.
Not too bad.
Where I come from.
No. we both went to school in the same place, because I went to school in Dagenham.
I know, you're from Dagenham. Dagenham's the best.
You see? Darshanham.
It is Darshanham.
Yeah. Went to school there. You had to fight for your life to stay in that school, I tell you.
You still have to fight for your life. I was fighting for my life on my walk home.
I pity the person who comes up to you to try and get me things. God dear.
The amount of times I come out the station, I've got the guitar on my back, and this is what they always say: do you play guitar?
Yeah, no, no, I just walk with it on my back.
I just like carrying this around with me for the hell of it.
Right, we're going to do some ads, and we're going to come back, and we'll have another song for you. You'll be alright for another
Jedward,
song?
Jedward, are you?
I might play Jedward after the ads, I think.
All the rest of mine are a bit rude, but I'll work it out.
All right, okay.
Do a radio edit.
Okay, right, bear with us, Will. Right, Lee's going to take a little bit of a break. She's just having a mince pie, and I'm going to play some Jedward. We've never played Jedward here before. That could be my last show. It is my last show of the year.
Jedward band.
Oh, that's nice. Is that what they gave you?
Yeah, right.
No. But you've seen them three. Have they never given you a present? Have you seen them 350 times?
Well, they might have given me a present that I can't talk about on the radio.
Anyway, moving swiftly on. Here is Jedward. You might know that you can. This is Jedward. I've no idea what song this is, but here we go. Here they are.
It's ferocious.
Jedward.
It's all about Edward.
Well, this is.
Yeah.
Hopefully, it's going to work. We'll see if it works at the moment. Oh, that's because I haven't got the sound turned up.
Struck a stardust notched on me. Some people in the world don't want you to succeed. I spotted church of colors. I saw through the disguise. I figure you're a user. You're only full of lies. Now it's pride.